NYPA has replaced six of its 12 turbines inside the Lewiston pump generating plant, many of which have been in service since the Niagara Power Project first opened in 1961. NYPA President and CEO Gil Quinones says one of the challenges in this ongoing $460 million improvement project is to keep the power running while they replace the parts.
This is no small accomplishment. Each turbine has traveled halfway around the world to get here. We replace one pump turbine every 8 to 9 months. This ensures there are always at least 11 of 12 in service to meet our and the state's power requirements.
NYPA officials say upgrades will help it continue to deliver low-cost power to customers, including businesses that in turn provide more than 400,000 jobs. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister pointed out that the Cuomo administration is pushing for 50% renewable energy use by 2030 and reminded guests that Niagara Falls was a pioneer in renewable and more environmentally friendly energy.
And then some guy down in Pennsylvania discovered this black stuff bubbling out of the ground, and pretty soon we headed down an alternative path for a century or so, the path of fossil fuels, right? Which has led us to a point where now, you know, we're apologizing for the fact that the weather has gone below freezing and we all have to put our coats on after having had the warmest February on record here in Western New York.
That's a circumstance Mayor Deister says is, in the long term, a very mixed blessing. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.